Mike Noon, it's such a big weekend for you personally. You've got your involvement with the senior men in the Connacht Cup final on Sunday afternoon, but it's about Saturday evening we're talking about, and this final with Waterford Bows at AM&TC Park. There must be just a massive sense of excitement throughout the squad, knowing that they've got a pretty much what is a home final as well in what's such a big competition.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, look, it's great to have it up in Tyrrelland. It's unreal, really, for an Irish Cup final to have it. So hopefully we'll have a good support in there. Yeah, the girls are looking forward to it. It's been a long road in this competition. We've beaten teams from Longford, Mayo, Limerick, Wexford, Tipperary, and Kilkenny up to date. So now Waterford Bows in the final, which is going to be a tough one, you know.
Now, you beat Stonyford in the semi-final, and that was impressive. I was looking at the scores. I thought it was a 5-2, I think it was in the end. But I mean, it shows the talent that's in the squad because you basically won everything that you've put your hand to this season.
Yeah, look, we've had a dream season. We drew our first league game with Barna, and we've pretty much won everything since, you know, which is unheard of, really, you know. So we just hope we can get one more game out of them, you know.
And what is it about this team? I mean, is this the product of just great work that was done, you know, all the way up from under eights up to what we have at the minute? Or is this how has it just come about that you've had this wonderful side come together?
Yeah, well, there is that to it, and plus we've had a couple of additions then as well. With Ella Farrelly came from Crockwell; she's been a huge addition, she's a super player. Molly Gilligan from Crockwell as well, actually, fantastic goalie, and Clodagh Crowley came from Craigmore. So we've been lucky enough to get a few that have came and joined us as well, you know. But most of it's mostly Athenry based girls that are there since under eight. Which is great too, you know.
And you've had, let's be honest here, at schools level, you know, the press have been phenomenal this season as well. And the experience that they've got from those big games, I mean, even your first years, this, you know, the first years this week involved an absolute thriller with Loretto Kilkenny winning it on penalties. You know, that's a massive thing as well. And I know that's first year, this is under 16, and there is a little bit of a difference, maybe a couple of years. But still, those who would have been playing at junior level have brought that experience to this team, and it's just how everything has come together, I think, is really what's made it a fantastic story.
Yeah, well, most of these girls would have played an All Ireland final last year with the prize, and winning that, so they would have been last year's first years, and the actually the under the year above would have lost an All Ireland final, so they're used to the big games and big days, you know, and that will stand to them, you know, and like we've had great support from the school as well. Dom Collin and Joe Finnerty are fantastic, you know. Working together, it's brilliant, you know. Like Dom has a massive knowledge of talent, particularly around Connacht, but all over Ireland. Like there's hardly a underage girl that's anyways decent that he doesn't know about, you know. So it's great. We tap into that, and it's fantastic, you know.
Now, let's talk about Saturday night. As you said at the very beginning, you're hoping for a massive home crowd. I've seen the poster on your social media pages. It kind of sums it up, really, that there is such interest in this. And you're even organising supporters' buses to come from Athenry up to Galway for the game as well. How important is it to the club in a weekend that sees, as I mentioned, you know, your first team are involved in the Junior Cup final on Sunday afternoon against Castlebar Celtic? How important is it to the club overall to have two teams involved in two such big games in one weekend?
Well, it's a huge weekend for the club, you know. But like a club the size of Athenry needs to be at this level, competing for big trophies. That's where we need to be, you know. There's a lot of great work going on around the club, facilities wise, and the whole lot. So you know, but you need to see it on the pitch too. So it's great to look. It'd be great Sunday evening if we have an Irish Cup and the men's Connacht Cup would be perfect weekend, you know.
And it's a legacy thing as well. I mean, this will inspire the next generation of young girls to want to play the game, which is wonderful because, you know, it means that things will move on. They watch your under 16s involved in the National Cup final. They want to be there.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not long since the girls, it's 9 or 10 years since Michelle Leggett started the whole girls' side of the soccer club. And so in that space of time, we've made huge, huge progress. Like, but it takes the likes of Michelle and these people to start the ball rolling. And you know, I'm sure she's taking great pride in this too. I hope she is. She should be.
And obviously, I mean, you've got great sponsors, you've got great support from the club, you've got everybody kind of rolling behind you as well. And that does make things easier for yourselves as a management team to prepare for a game like this.
Definitely, yeah. Look, we have a massive committee there. Niamh Horty does great work as a secretary. And then, sure, you look, the likes of Peter Gilhooly and Tommy Fahey were pretty much devoted their whole lives to Aston Rye Soccer Club. So it's great for them to enjoy big days too, you know. They've seen plenty of mediocre old days and that. So it's great that they can enjoy a big day.